Christmas, so we will not be here. So why don't you all get up and say Merry Christmas to you? Each one takes 30 seconds right now.
每一个人都来祝贺大家圣诞快乐，站起来。
We're so glad to be here during the Christmas season.
我们很高兴在圣诞节的期间来到这里。
Because we just came back from China, Chengdu to be specific.
我们刚刚从中国的成都回来。
And there we worship at the Early Rain Church.
我们在那边的秋雨之福，我们在那边敬拜还有服侍。
Anybody from Chengdu area?
有没有从成都来的？
Do you know go to the church? Well, good for you. So we were there for Sunday, Monday, Saturday, Monday, Sunday, speaking and visiting the church.
我们在那边度过一个周末，还有礼拜一，在那边有一些讲座，也有跟他们一起敬拜。
So it's a wonderful church. If you go there, go to see worship at the Early Rain Church.
所以如果你有机会去成都的话，希望你们去那个教会秋雨之福访问。
So the church started about 10 years ago in the room of the pastor Wang Yi.
所以那个教会差不多十年前成立的，是在他们的牧师王毅的家里开始的。
Now they have over 1,200 members.
所以现在有一千多个会员。
And he is considered a leader in the Chinese church today.
所以王毅牧师现在被视为中国教会的领袖之一。
So pray for him and his ministry.
我们可以继续为他祷告，还有为他的教会祷告。
Now this morning, I'd like to speak to you on the first Christmas.
今天早上我们要讲的题目是第一个圣诞节。
And you heard the announcer read the scripture this morning.
我们刚才已经读了这个关于圣诞节的经文。
And it's a wonderful passage and the longest passage on the birth of Christ in all Gospels.
所以路加福音这一段的经文是记载耶稣的诞生的故事最详尽的一段经文。
I probably read it hundreds of times in my life.
我大概这一生读过一百遍了。
And every time I read it, I see wonder and thanksgiving to the scripture and God's work in Christ Jesus.
所以每一次我读这段经文的时候，心里就升起了很大的一种感恩，还有这种惊讶，看到神的事，神的工作是多么的奇妙。
So I will urge you during this Christmas season, read Luke chapter 2 over again that we just read, and also Matthew chapter 1 gave the similar account but different.
我也鼓励你们在这段圣诞节的期间，好好的读路加福音第二章，还有马太福音第一章，他们记载的有很多类似的地方。
So this morning, I'd like to talk to you about First Christmas and how we celebrate Christmas today.
所以今天我要谈的就是第一个圣诞节，还有今天的我们应该怎么样来庆祝圣诞节。
And I hope after our sermon today, you'll be able to celebrate Christmas in a new way and new eyes to see Jesus.
所以我希望我们在这个讲到以后，你能够用一个新的方式来庆祝圣诞节，而且用一个新的眼光来看待圣诞节。
So have you ever wished that you have been in the Bethlehem the night Jesus was born?
我不晓得你们有没有心里希望过，在耶稣诞生的那一天，你刚好就在伯利恒。
I have.
我曾经有这样子的盼望。
Being a historian of Christian church, I always wonder how it was like during that night.
我自己是研究教会历史的，所以我常常就在想那个晚上的情况是怎么样，在伯利恒。
What was it like to see shepherds and angels and Mary and Joseph and little baby Jesus in the manger?
我觉得如果那天能够在伯利恒看到约瑟、玛利亚，还有婴孩耶稣，还有牧羊人、天使，我想不晓得是什么样的光景。
You know, Christmas always brings joy to many families and the world.
你知道，圣诞节常常给 这个世界还要给许多的家庭家庭带来很多的欢乐。
Even though there are war and rumors of war, persecution around the world, but somehow Christmas brings family and friends together.
虽然这个世界充满了战争、饥荒、痛苦，可是圣诞节还是很容易的把我们带到一个喜乐的境地。
You know, in China, some churches, they still have a Christmas tree and then the decorations all year round.
你知道在中国有些教会，他们全年的教会里面都有这个圣诞树，还有装饰好的这些灯饰。
I asked him, why do you have that during non-Christmas season?
所以说我问他说，现在也不是圣诞节的时候，你们为什么还有这个圣诞树在这里？
And one pastor told me very brilliantly this.
有一次有一个牧师，他这样子告诉我。
He says, every Sunday is a Christmas.
他说每一个星期天主日都是圣诞节。
In a way, every day is Christmas because Jesus came to our hearts.
确实每一天都可以是圣诞节，因为基督来到了我们的心中。
So he got it right.
所以他说的对。
Christmas is about Christ.
圣诞节确实就是关于基督的。
So this morning we read from Luke's account what was it like and what happened during that night Jesus was born.
所以今天早上我们读的经文路加福音告诉我们那天晚上还有就是耶稣诞生的那天到底发生了什么事。
No, I'd like to summarize the life of Jesus in one sentence.
我愿意把用一句话来描述基督的生平。
Since I said Christmas is about Christ.
因为我已经说过圣诞节就是关于基督的。
So we are celebrating the fact that he came to the earth as a baby.
所以我们来庆祝圣诞节就是庆祝一个婴孩他来到我们当中。
But he grew up to a man.
但是他后来长大成人。
Choose to die on the cross for our sins.
他自己选择要为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
And rose from the dead and to be victorious over sin and death.
然后他胜过了死亡跟罪，他从死里复活了。
So that's one sentence, life and work and ministry of Jesus on earth.
所以就是这一句话就总括了耶稣他来到世上他的主要的事工是什么。
So do you know that Jesus' birth was foretold or predicted 700 years before he was born?
你知道吗？在耶稣诞生之前的700年就已经有预言论到了他的降生。
So therefore, Jesus' birth is beyond human comprehension.
所以耶稣的诞生的这个意义是之大是超过我们想象的。
And that's why the birth of Jesus is a miracle.
所以耶稣的诞生本身是一个神迹。
And then we can see the verse from Isaiah 7:14.
所以我们看到在以赛亚书第七章十四节那里说
This prophet Isaiah says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign.
所以那里说主要给你们一个记号。
And it says, the virgin shall be with the child and will give birth to a son and will be called his name Emmanuel.
他说必有童女怀孕生子给他起名叫以马内利。
You know, it's very interesting that Hebrew word for virgin is called Amma.
你知道在希伯来文里头这个童女的这个意思叫 Amma.
And Amma means virgin.
这个希伯来文的这个 Amma 就是处女。
And then the Bible says, it says here, the virgin shall be with the child.
所以这里说有一个童女她会要生孩子。
And when he came 700 years later, Mary, chosen to be Jesus' mother, was a virgin.
所以700年之后，神选择了玛利亚来作为耶稣的母亲。那个时候，玛利亚还是一个童女。
See, that's a miraculous event.
你知道，这是本身是一个神奇迹。
I'll talk a little bit more about virgin birth later on.
我等会会再谈到这个童女生子的事。
But also in Isaiah 9:6, he says, and his name, about Jesus that is, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
所以另外在以赛亚书第九章第六节说他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
So these are his titles of Jesus.
这是耶稣的头衔。
So the angel announced before the shepherds, we just read that afterwards he says, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
就刚才我们读到天使对那些牧羊人他的宣告是说在至高之处荣耀归于神在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So there was never anything announcement like this in history before or since.
所以在历史上这个特殊的宣告是空前绝后的。
And Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says similar things. He says, with the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son.
所以保罗在加拉太书四章四节也说了类似的话。他说极致时候满足神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。
So therefore, God's son's birth was foretold 700 years, and then after he was born, after he died, resurrected, and the Apostle Paul claimed the same truth.
所以神子耶稣他的诞生是700年前就预言了。然后在他诞生以后保罗也证实了这个预言已经应验了。
So he came to give life in peace.
所以主耶稣来是要赐给我们平安。
So if you believe and accept him as Lord and Savior, you are his, have his peace.
如果你接受，你相信耶稣，而且接受他的话，你就可以享受这样子的平安。
Then you understand what Luke was talking about and what Isaiah was talking about 700 years before his birth.
所以你就明白路加所说的，还有以赛亚在耶稣诞生前700年的预言它本身的意义是什么。
So Jesus is the Son of God. Only through Jesus we can know God.
因为耶稣是神的儿子，我们只有透过他，我们才能认识神。
And then we have salvation, and that is the whole story of the about the good news.
所以，然后我们就能够得到永生，这就是整个福音的内涵。
See, otherwise Christmas is meaningless to those just celebrate for commercial purposes.
不然的话。圣诞节对很多人来说就是一种商业的一个季节，没有什么更多的意义。
You have heard about the Black Friday sale or post-Christmas sale and all those things. It's basically about commercialization for Christmas.
所以你们听过黑色星期五，还有圣诞节以后的那个大减价，这些都是用一种商业的角度来庆祝圣诞节。
So in the Gospel of Luke, there are several accounts of those who were there as eyewitnesses of birth of Jesus.
所以在路加第二章那里提到了，当时有一些人他们是亲眼的看到了基督的诞生。
So how do they view the event?
他们究竟是用什么样的眼光来看这个事件？
So I want to show you from Scripture what kind of people, who were these people eyewitnesses of Jesus?
所以我愿意提出来几个人，就是那些当时目睹这个现象的，他们是用什么眼光来看这件事。
I call them the personalities of first Christmas.
我称他们为第一个圣诞节的目睹的证人。
So they are witnesses of Jesus' birth.
他们是见证了基督的诞生。
Birth in the sense that the announcer, the angels, and Mary, Joseph, the actual parents, and the shepherds, and those who came to worship him.
所以它包括了当时来宣告这个信息的天使，还有当事人玛利亚，还有一些来朝拜耶稣的牧羊人。
Of course, the central figure in this whole story is Christ, of course, that we just read.
当然这整个故事的最主要的中心人物是基督耶稣。
So if we were put this on the play or in the stage, these are the personalities, actors, and Jesus is center, at the center of the drama.
所以我们如果要演一个剧的话，那么耶稣基督一定是那个主角。
So first, let us take a look of Joseph.
首先我们来看看第一个人物就是约瑟。
So Joseph, of course, is the father of Jesus, the parent.
当然约瑟是耶稣的父亲。
And we can call him, he sees Jesus from history and tradition.
首先呢，约瑟他是从一个历史的角度来看这件事。
Because Joseph, we were told that he come from the line of David.
我们知道约瑟是大卫家的这个后裔。
So therefore, his son Jesus rightfully and legally and theologically is called the King of the Jews.
所以耶稣呢，他可以从不管是从法律上、从历史上来、神学上来讲，他都是犹太人的王。
So Joseph knew the history tradition of Jews very well.
我们相信约瑟他一定很熟悉犹太人的这些历史。
So Joseph saw the birth of Jesus from that historical tradition and also from the line of David.
所以呢，约瑟他是从一个历史的眼光来看耶稣，因为他是大卫家的人，所以他的儿子也是大卫家的人。
So he knew the tradition, also the prophecy of Isaiah being fulfilled very before his eyes.
所以约瑟他等于自己亲眼目睹了以赛亚的预言，就在他面前应验了。
But you know, if you read Matthew chapter 1, it gave another account of Joseph, when he found out that Mary was pregnant with a child,He wanted to divorce her.
我们知道，如果你读马太福音第一章，会读到，当约瑟发现他的未婚妻玛利亚怀孕，的时候，他心里头有一些为难，他想暗暗的把她休了，想跟她离婚。
Because the Bible says they were engaged couple.
因为圣经上说他们已经订婚了。
But in the tradition of the Jews, once you're engaged, you can live together.
根据犹太人以前的规矩，就是订婚以后，这未婚夫妇就可以住在一起。
So in a way, they can have family life.
他们可以有夫妻的生活。
But at the time of the announcement, they were just engaged maybe 1 or 2 months.
但是当神向约瑟宣布这个消息的时候，他们才刚刚订婚，也许只有一两个月。
And then all of a sudden, Joseph found out Mary is pregnant.
所以忽然约瑟发现玛利亚怀孕了。
So for the Jews and for everybody in that time, that's a taboo. That's a social disgrace. And you have no name in your society. People will laugh on you. Oh, you had sex before marriage. That kind of thing.
所以在犹太人的教犹太人的这个传统里面一个女孩子就是未婚怀孕，这个是一个丑闻，是非常丢脸、非常羞耻的一件事。
Because after they're engaged, they can have life, and then maybe by the time they have a wedding party, the baby's born.
所以，因为他们订婚以后，他们可以有家庭生活，然后结婚以后，这个孩子就生出来。
So it's very interesting that we were in. Yunnan this October.
今年十月的时候，我们在云南。
We were visiting some Miao people, Miao tribe, minority people.
我们那时候去我们去苗就山上那个苗族去看一些基督徒。
And then they were telling us about their family life and then their marriage in customs and engagement customs.
他们跟我们讲一些苗族的他们。关于婚姻的一些习俗
I was surprised that they're very similar to the Jews.
我发现他们的一些习俗跟犹太人很相似
They say once they're engaged, they can live together.
他们是订婚以后就可以住在一起
They're like a married couple.
他们就好像已婚的夫妻一样
All they have to do is two sides parents agree that this boy should marry this girl or engaged.
他们只要双方父母都同意说他们两个人可以订婚了。
And they may not have known each other before, but after that, they're coupled already.
即使他们事前没有太对彼此都不太熟悉，但是只要他们父母同意了，他们就可以住在一起。
Yeah, they can live together as a couple.
他们就好像夫妻一样住在一起。
So I say, what about the wedding party, wedding banquet, so on?
所以我就问他，那你们什么时候有这个婚宴呢？
All this is that come a year later.
他说有时候一年以后。
So therefore, they have no registration of a marriage.
所以他们并没有说要去登记。
So therefore, when their kids go to school, they say, we don't have any paper.
所以有的时候他们孩子要读书的时候才发现他们没有那个身份证。
So they have to re-register their child was born 5 years ago that they actually this child belonged to them.
所以他们要证明说这个孩子五六年前就已经生下来了是他们的孩子。
So you can see the custom of Chinese and custom of the Jews are quite similar in this regard.
所以你看到苗族他们的习俗文化跟犹太人他们有一些相似的地方。
But back to Joseph.
那我们再回到约瑟。
Joseph wanted to divorce his wife because of a disgrace and to him and to his family.
因为约瑟呢，他发现了他的未婚妻怀孕以后，他觉得这是一个很丢脸的事情，他就想跟想解除婚约。
But Matthew tells us in his dream, an angel told him confirm that what you have in Mary is pregnant and then it's given by the Holy Spirit.
但是神在梦中告诉约瑟说，玛利亚所怀的这个孕是从圣灵所怀的，是神的心意。
So after that, Joseph was firm and then took her in and took her to home and then eventually went to the manger for the birth of a baby child, Jesus.
所以约瑟他知道了以后，他就娶了玛利亚，并且带她。把他接纳他，后来他们就在马槽生下耶稣。
Why do you think that virgin birth is so important?
你们认为为什么童生女怀孕是这么重要？
Why is that so important that Joseph did not know Mary for the baby Jesus?
为什么约瑟跟
玛利亚
约瑟就是玛利亚在生耶稣以前，约瑟跟玛利亚没有任何的这种关系是这么重要的。
Because if Joseph had sex with Mary, Jesus would be born a sinner.
因为如果约瑟跟玛利亚有了性关系以后怀孕，那么耶稣生下来他就是一个罪人。
He will not be the son of God.
他不是神的儿子。
Because he will be a sinner just like you and me.
他就像你跟我一样，生来就是罪人。
See, this is all miraculous God's planning. From 700 years before to the very day Jesus was born, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以这是神一个非常奇妙的计划。在耶稣诞生以前700年，他就已经计划好了，让耶稣生下来就是无罪的。
Because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, his life is one of a perfect and also he's sinless. He was like us in every way except without sin, the Bible tells us.
因为他是从圣灵怀孕而生的，所以呢，他跟我们不一样。他跟我们在这一点上，只有在这一点上不一样。他虽然成为人的样子，但是照圣经所说，他跟我们都一样，只有一件事，就是他是无罪的。
So you know that's why, as an evangelical born again Christian, we accept the virgin birth of Christ.
所以我们这些福音派的基督徒，我们是绝对相信童贞女怀孕的这个真理。
Anything else is that the Bible does not permit.
所以如果用别的来解释这件事情的话，就不是合乎圣经的解释。
Some scholars translate the word ama in Hebrew into language or English language as young women.
所以有些圣经他们有些宗派他们把希伯来文的这个ama童女、处女，他们翻成年轻的女子。
So these scholars who reject the virgin birth of Christ is, well, it could be young woman or it could be virgin, but they take a young woman because young woman could be married or unmarried.
所以这些学者嘛，他们不很难接受这个童贞女可以怀孕的事实，所以他们把它解释成是一个年轻的女子。那年轻的女子也可能已经结婚或者是未婚的。
But we reject that vehemently because the Bible tells us the virgin shall conceive and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
所以我们不同意这些学者的这样子的解释，是因为圣经很清楚的说是童贞女、童女怀孕生子。
So Joseph accepts his role as the father of Jesus in the sense the parent of Jesus, except that he did not give the seed to Mary to born the baby Jesus.
所以约瑟他接受了神的启示，就是耶稣是从圣灵所生的，所以他自己跟耶稣没有血缘上的关系。
So Jesus was firstborn of Mary.
所以耶稣是 玛利亚的第一个孩子。
So they have other children born with the Joseph as a father.
所以约瑟跟玛利亚后来他们又生了好几个孩子。
James is one of them.
其中有一个叫雅各。
So you have Joseph see the birth of Jesus from history and tradition.
所以约瑟是从历史的眼光来看耶稣的诞生。
Let's look at Mary.
接着就是玛利亚。
Mary saw the birth of Jesus through the eyes of faith.
玛利亚是透过信心的眼睛来看基督的诞生。
When the angel told her that she will give birth to a son, she was puzzled and amazed, of course.
当天使告诉玛利亚说她要怀孕生子的时候，当然玛利亚非常的惊讶。
And she says, how can this be?
她说我没有出嫁，怎么能有这事呢？
She said, Mary told the angel, since I'm a still virgin.
因为她还是一个童女。
So you can see that Mary affirmed what the Isaiah said in 700 years before.
所以玛利亚她的话语本身就已经印证了以赛亚在700年前所说的预言。
And then, of course, the angel confirmed that what she has in her body is conceived by the Holy Spirit.
但是天使就向她再一次的确认说她里面所怀的这个胎是从圣灵所怀的。
And then after that, Mary asked no questions.
所以天使这样子说了以后，玛利亚就再也不问问题。
And then she responded by saying, Luke 1:38 says, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
所以玛利亚就回答，路加福音1:38那里说，她说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
God's servant listens to God, Jesus Christ.
神的仆人使女她听神的声音。
So when the Lord speaks to you through his word, you say, I'm your servant, be that as it may.
所以当神透过他的话语对你说话的时候，你就应该回答说，我是主的仆人或是使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
So virgin birth again, here's crucial to the life and ministry of Jesus and to us Christians as well.
所以童贞女怀孕生子这个事实对于我们基督徒是非常重要的。
You know, it's very interesting that the cousin of Mary, Elizabeth, and her husband Zechariah experienced similar things in that they were conceived at their old age.
我们知道很有趣的是玛利亚的表亲就是伊丽莎白跟她的丈夫撒加利亚他们也是在同时也都是撒加利亚已经很老的时候他们怀孕了。
And the angel Gabriel appeared to Elizabeth and Zechariah, told them they will have a son.
所以天使长也去跟伊丽莎伯他们告诉他们说你们要生一个儿子。
And then at the same time, both of them says, how can it be?
所以在同时呢他们都说同样的话说这个怎么可能呢
I'm old age and then my wife is aging too beyond the birth of childbearing age.
释迦利亚说我已经很老了我的妻子也不年轻了我们怎么可能在怀孕生孩子呢
You know, it's very interesting. The Bible says because of Zechariah's unbelief, he was shut up in silence for 6 months.
圣经上说因为释迦利亚不信不信所以呢神就让他失语了不说话不能说话有六个月之久。
What's the difference between Mary and Elizabeth when they say, how can this be?
所以玛利亚跟伊丽莎伯有什么不一样呢他们两个人都是说这怎么会有这事呢
Mary's words was, I'm still a virgin.
因为玛利亚她说我还是一个童女我还没有出嫁。
Represented she knew the Bible.
因为她知道圣经。
That virgin shall conceive.
因为圣经上说有童女怀孕。
And that's talking about her.
所以那个就是在说玛利亚。
So when that announcement came, she was startled.
所以当天使向她宣布的时候，她非常的惊讶。
And the angel told these things to her, and she kept that in her heart.
所以天使就跟她解释了，然后她就把这事记在心里。
So the third audience is called the shepherds.
第三个见证人就是牧羊人。
So they see Jesus from the eyes of the poor.
他们是从一个贫穷的人的 眼光来看基督的诞生。
You know, the shepherds in the ancient Jewish tradition and today are looked down as a downcast, outcast of society.
我们知道在犹太人的社会，不管是古代和现代，牧羊人这个职位还是被大家所轻看的。
Even Chinese society, 放牛放羊班。
所以即使我们中国人也是说那个好像不好的那个班我们就叫那个班级我们就说那个叫放羊班。
Well, those are looking for cows and sheep.
所以这些就是不会读书的孩子将来就看牛放羊放牛。
So it's a downcast society for shepherds.
他们是牧羊人在社会的阶层头算是比较低的。
But you know, God appeared to the poor and downcast society.
可是你知道吗神还特地的向这些被别人看不起的这些穷人向他们显现。
God didn't tell the Herods, the king, and the priests and the Pharisees about Jesus coming.
神并没有向希律王或者是那些律那些法利赛人还有文士向他们宣告耶稣的诞生。
So angel appeared them to says, I will bring you good news, a great joy in that for you to all the people today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.He is Christ the Lord.
所以天使对那些牧羊人说我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督。
So here again, the angel's words affirm the words of Isaiah the prophet.
所以我们看到同样天使的话语也印证了以赛亚的预言。
So he says, a Savior has been born.To you.
这里说为你们生了救主。
And he is Christ the Lord.
他就是主基督。
You know, Christ, the word in Greek means anointed one. He was anointed for salvation.
在希腊文里头基督这个词就是被高的那一位。
And the word for Lord is in Hebrew called Adonai, means God.
所以这个主这主基督的主呢就在希伯来文里的意思就是神。
So here in their first instance, an angel has told the deity of Christ right from his birth.
所以我们知道在一开始天使所用的这个字本身在神学上就有它的正确性。
So he is the part of Trinity, the second part or person of the Trinity, God the Son.
所以基督是三一真神里头的第二个位格就是他是人子神子。
And the shepherds saw the birth through the eyes of the poor.
所以牧羊人他们是从一个穷人的贫穷人的这个眼光来看基督的诞生。
No wonder Jesus says, I'm a good shepherd.
所以耶稣他自己说我是好牧人。
I identify with the poor, those lost, or those are trodden, those are without money, without position, and without wealth.
所以主耶稣他自己是跟一些世上的人一些穷的人一些没有受教育的人他自己跟他们是同等的。
So the angel's announcement told them the Savior has been born to them, to the Jews and shepherds and the lost and the hopeless people.
所以天使呢就是向一些犹太人向一些世上的人还有向一些被别人瞧不起的人向他们显现。
The fourth audience are the angels.
所以第四个见证人就是天使。
And the angel saw the birth of Christ from the eyes of heaven.
所以天使是从天上的眼光来看基督的诞生。
Because they are heavenly beings.
因为天使是在天上的活物。
Because they are soldiers of Jesus Christ, they are agents of God.
因为他们是基督的天军，是神的使者。
They perform miracles. They protect the Israelites and Christians.All throughout the ages.
因为他们可以行神迹，他们也可以保护犹太人，保护以色列人，保护属神的人。
So apparently, in this case, the angels were visible.
所以从这个事件来，我们可以看得出来，天使也是人可以看得见的。
You know, angels are sexless beings.
天使是没有分男女的。
So therefore, we do not know whether they are male or female, but yet they are visible agents of God.
我们不知道他们天使是男的是女的，但是他们是看得见，人可以用肉眼看见的，他们是神差来的。
So what do angels do?
所以天使做什么呢？
They are basically announcers for God.
他们是宣讲神的信息的。
Usually the good news of God.
他们常常是宣告好消息的。
Well, we hear from the angel's announcement to Elizabeth and her husband.
所以你们看到天使对伊丽莎伯跟撒加利亚的宣告。
Their child was born 6 months before Jesus.
他们的孩子是在玛利亚生耶稣之前6个月出生的。
So therefore, the angels appeared to Joseph and Mary.
所以天使对约瑟跟玛利亚显现。
They appeared to angels and sing songs and praises in the desert, in the field.So all these characters play an important role for the coming of Jesus.
So these people, they all in the birth of Jesus, play a very important role.
And how would you see Jesus today?
你今天怎么看耶稣?
And how do you celebrate Christmas?
你怎么庆祝?
And I'll briefly introduce four concepts of how we celebrate Christmas today.
我很简短地提出来四个建议，就是我们怎么庆祝圣诞节。
Because however you see Jesus, this is the truth and incarnation of God.
所以不管你怎么看耶稣，这个都是真理，因为耶稣是道成肉身的。
But the first thing I'd like to share with you how you should celebrate Christmas today is tell the good news of Jesus.
所以第一个你可以庆祝圣诞节的一个方式就是传讲基督的福音。
And this is found in Luke 2:10 and 14. It says, But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, to the shepherds that is, Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will...be for you, for all people, and then talk about Jesus. And then number 14, they bring glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
所以在路加福音第二章第十节，天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。然后在第十四节那里又说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So these great joy news appear to the angels.
所以这个这对
coming to the shepherds by the angels.
所以这个是天使他把极大的一个喜乐，一个好消息带给牧羊人。
So these shepherds, even though they're outcast society, they witnessed the events of Christ's birth.
所以这些牧羊人，他们虽然是被人看不起的，但是他们也他们看到了基督的诞生。
And it's a great event.
这个是非常重大的事件。
And the world needed to hear that, the great news of Jesus.
全世界上的人都需要听这个好的消息。
They have never seen anything, never heard anything like this before.
他们从来没有听过有这么好的一个消息。
They probably stay up in the fields for hundreds of days and years after years, nothing happened like this.
这些牧羊人，他们可能已经在旷野度过了几百个日子、几年的时间，从来没有碰到什么重大的事。
I often wonder what do they do at night with the sheep when the sheep are grazing at night? Do they go to sleep or do they have fire going on or protect themselves? What do they do?
我常想那些牧羊人每天晚上当羊都睡了以后，他们在旷野他们做什么？他们是不是就升起一些火？
You know, probably they did not have homes.
也许他们甚至没有家。
That's why we call them shepherds. They're kind of wandering with a homeless kind of people.
所以我们说游牧民族，他们就是走来走去，没有自己的家。
And then the shepherds in the Jewish society are downcast because they steal sheep from other shepherds.
我们知道有些牧羊人他们被别人看不起，是因为他们常常也偷别人的羊。
So therefore, they have no marks on their sheep. So therefore, they steal them as their own because this way, at night, they steal them and part of their own folk.
所以，因为他们的羊没有做记号，所以有些牧羊人就彼此偷羊。
And they were afraid.
对，他们很害怕。
And they were afraid that maybe this is God's judgment because they stole something or did something wrong, and therefore they were afraid that this is a judgment from God.
所以他们忽然看见大批的天使出现，他们可能很害怕，说是不是审判审神的审判来了。
But instead, they were greeted with a great joy and news.
但是天使是把一个很好的消息带给他们。
So they experienced what the angel told them about Jesus.
所以他们经历了天使所告诉他们的那些事情。
And they went to Bethlehem and see what happened, and they experienced what the angels told them.
因为他们实际上去了耶路撒冷去看，然后发现天使所告诉他们的是确实的。
Do you think they will keep silence when they go back to their fields, go back to see other shepherds?
你们想那些牧羊人回去以后，他们会不会就保持沉默？不告诉其他牧羊人发生了什么事。
We're told that they spread the word once they went back to their homes or their society.
但圣经告诉我们，他们回去以后就把这些事情就传播出去。
Because they found the great joy in the birth of Jesus.
因为他们从基督的诞生里头找到了极大的喜乐。
Because the angel told them that there's a great news that the Lord Jesus Christ will save them from their sins.
因为天使告诉他们这是一个好消息，耶稣会拯救他们脱离罪。
You know, the shepherd knew quite a bit about Roman society.
Shepherd?
The shepherds.
牧羊人他们对罗马的社会。
They understand it well.
他们有所认识。
Because they have to pay heavy taxes to the Rome, also to the tax collectors in the Jewish times.
因为在那个时候他们要向罗马政府交税，而且可能交得很重。
So there were a lot of corruptions and crimes and spiritual poverty in those areas.
所以那个时候有很多的腐败，很多的一些丑恶的事情。
Once again, the world is lost in that time.
所以那个时候这个世界是失丧的。
So today, the world is much like those days.
今天我们的世界跟那个时代其实没有太多的改变。
We need hope. We need salvation.
我们需要盼望，我们需要救恩。
Later on, Jesus in his ministry, he would say something like this.
后来耶稣他曾经这样子说。
So I'm the way, the truth, and life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to God except by him.
若不借着我，没有人能到神那里去。
So the shepherd took the hope of the angels' news to their neighbors.
所以牧羊人他把天使给他的好消息带去给他的邻舍。
The Bible tells us, let them who hear say, come.
圣经告诉我们说，那些听见的人就要说
come to Jesus.
来到耶稣的面前。
So knowledge of the gospel needs to be proclaimed.
所以
when you have knowledge of the Bible and good news, we need to proclaim to the world.
所以如果你知道了这个真理，知道了好消息，你就要向这个世界宣告。
So the second thing that I'd like to share with you how to celebrate Christmas is amaze, how to be amazed about the Christmas season.
所以第二件就是你怎么庆祝圣诞节，就是你要赞美赞叹这个
Verse 18 says,
第十八节那里说
Verse 18 says that when Mary treasured 18 verses, and all those who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
所以那里说，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
So this is after the shepherds told the neighbors what happened.
这就是牧羊人回来以后告诉他们发生的事情之后。
Yes, you know, when you're amazed about something, you wonder, you sense of awe about what happened, what you saw.
所以当你听到一些很惊讶的事情的时候，你心里就生出一种赞叹。
And the amazing thing here is, the good news is how God became man.
所以在这里让我们惊讶的一个事实就是，一个神他居然变成了一个人。
And that is the greatest amazement.
这是一个极大的让人诧异的事情。
It's a miracle, it's a mystery, how God became man.
它是一个神奇的事，同时也是一个奥秘的事。
And that's why we say Christmas is about Jesus.
所以我们说圣诞节就是关于基督的。
How he came as a child, suffered, and then died for us.
他如何成为一个婴孩，为我们而死。
And the third way to celebrate Jesus is to ponder the mystery of Christmas.
第三个庆祝圣诞节的方法就是我们要思想圣诞的奥秘。
This is in verse 19, it says, But Mary treasured up all these things, that is, things happened to her, birth of Jesus, and pondered them in her mind.
所以十九节那里说，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
You know, when you ponder things, you think things twice.
所以当你反复思想的时候，就是你不只想一次。
When you ponder things, you're connecting something that happens, some amazing thing happened previously.
所以当你反复思想一件事情的时候，就是你不断的一次又一次的来思想一些很奇特的事。
And for us as Christians, we ponder how do we understand God's will.
所以我们应该思想说我们到底要怎么样能够明白神的旨意。
We ponder, we enter to the heart of God.
我们要反复的思想，好让我们能够进入到神的心意里面。
How do you do that?
你怎么做到这一点呢？
By prayer and praise.
就是借着祷告还有赞美。
And that's what Mary did when she thinking about what is going to happen in her life in the few moments that she will give birth to a baby child Jesus.
所以这就是玛利亚所做的，她把天使告诉说，她说要生生下耶稣的这件事情，他就放在心里头，反复的思想。
So it requires memory.
所以这个需要你的记忆。
How things happen, God do good things to you.
要回忆神对你所行的一些美事。
We should have affection to what God has done to us.
而且我们需要对神对我们所做的事情有一种感恩的心。
How God brought you here from China, Taiwan, Hong Kong to study and live and work here.
神怎么样把你从中国、从台湾、从香港带到这里来，让你在这里读书，在这里工作
？But how you bring affection to your life and remember those things one by one, step by step.
所以让你反复的回忆神怎么样一步一步的带领你到今天这个地步。
And also thirdly, also we ponder on the intellect God give us to think about God.
所以我们也要想到神给我们的
intellect.
神给我们的一些智慧跟能力。
So think about God this Christmas.
所以这个圣诞节的时候，我们要来思想神。
And how these events leading to you before you became Christian, what that means to you today.
所以基督的诞生怎么样带领你成为基督徒，成为今天的样子。
And the fourth celebration, how we celebrate is to, we praise and glorify God in Christmas season.
所以第四点就是说我们要赞美在圣诞节的时候要赞美还有荣耀神。
In verse 20 it says the shepherds returned their home and fields of one glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen which were just as they had been told.
所以第二十节那里说牧羊的人回去了因所听见所看见的一切正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
What does it mean to glorify God?
荣耀神是什么意思？
Glorify God is to worship Him.
荣耀神就是敬拜神。
And when you worship God, you bring closest and you draw close to God.
所以当你荣耀神的时候，你就更亲近神。
You give the truth worth to God.
你把真正的这个赞美归给神。
You are because you're right with God.
因为你跟神有正确的关系。
And that's why bring glory to God means to praise God.
所以荣耀神就是赞美他。
And the Bible tells us the whole life of our story is to one glorifying God.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们一生的主要的一个目标就是要荣耀神。
You know, the shepherds did this.
我们知道牧羊人做到了。
And they went home and glorifying and praising God.
他们回到家里，他们回去以后，他们就归荣耀与神。
Because the angels told them.
因为天使告诉他们。
Because in verse 14 again says, angels saying and praising God, saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, and to men to whom on whom His favor rests.
因为天使已经给他们做了榜样，天使说，在至高之处荣耀归于神。在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So if you believe God, you praise God every day, every moment of your life.
所以如果你相信神，那么你一生之中每一天， 你都要荣耀神。
And God's favor is on you.
那么神，你这样子做，神就会悦纳你。
So finally, birth of Jesus teaches certain things, several things.
最后就是基督的诞生教导我们几件事情。
It teaches us that God loves us, loves you.
他告诉我们神爱我们。
Because John says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
所以约翰三章十六就说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
It teaches us God's wisdom in bringing Jesus to our lives.
他也告诉我们神赐给我们神给我们智慧。
And also teaches us it's a power of God to save us when we are once sinners.
他也让我们看到神的能力他怎么样在我们还做罪人的时候就拯救我们。
It also teaches us the mercy of God.
他也让我们看到神的怜悯。
Even though we are poor, we are outcasts from our whatever background, we are worthless, but now we are sons and daughters of God. That's mercy.
虽然我们没有价值，虽然我们不堪，虽然我们作恶，或者是被人看不起，但是神因为他的怜悯，他就接纳了我们。
And also, the birth of Christ teaches about grace of God.
另外，基督的诞生也让我们看到神的恩典。
So this Christmas, I hope you find Christ.
我希望你在这个圣诞节的时候，你能够找到基督。
May God's grace be upon you.
但愿神的恩典与你同在。
May God give you grace and peace and wisdom.
愿神赐给你恩典，赐给你平安和智慧。
So this season is time to rejoice.
这是一个喜乐的时候。
And then to bring that joy home is to accept Jesus.
所以呢，如果你接受基督，你才能够得到这个平安。
It's very simple. It says, "Lord Jesus, come to my heart."
其实很容易，你只要告诉耶稣说：“耶稣啊，你来到我心里。”
And save me and cleanse me from all my sin.
求你拯救我，求你赦免我一切的罪。
So if you do that in your quiet moment, Jesus will come to your heart.
所以当你像耶稣这样子祷告的时候，耶稣就可以来到你的心里。
And this will be the first Christmas you have Jesus in your heart.
那么这个很可能就是你有了基督在你心里的第一个圣诞节。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for this scripture. The Bible gave us the life and teachings of Jesus Christ and the birth on earth and that the birth in our hearts. I pray this congregation, I pray for each one. And who are Christians, and also who accept you. Also, I pray for those who have not known you yet, pray that this will be an opportunity for them to accept you into their hearts so that they can celebrate Christmas as sons and daughters of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 们去祷告。 Let's pray。 愿主耶稣基督的恩典、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们同在，直到永永远远。 May the grace of Jesus Christ and love God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you both now and forevermore, special during this Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
非常感谢啊，赵长老，很好的信息啊，让我们能够在这啊圣诞节的这个季节里面，能够对圣诞节有一个更深刻的思考。Thank you, Elder Chow, for your very good message. Indeed, Christmas is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. We really need to ponder on, especially when we are in the season. Now let's welcome those.For the first time among us, 让我们来欢迎一下新朋友。如果你是在第一次在我们中间和我们一起敬拜，那请你站起来介绍一下你自己。If you are the first time, please stand up, introduce yourself. Okay. Sure, yeah. Either, yeah, it's okay.Sure, yeah, welcome. Welcome Ken and his wife. And anybody else? First time? I think I know everybody. Okay, let's turn to the announcement. So, 我们现在开始报告，做会务报告。第一项就是关于我们圣诞节的敬拜的安排。下周的主日是联合的敬拜，下周主日是联合的敬拜，11点开始。So the first announcement is about our program. So next Sunday will be a combined service. So there will be no contemporary English worship. And related is that we will have no Sunday school, Chinese Sunday school. So 下个礼拜呢，我们也没有中文的成人主日学。实际上是实际上我们主日学暂停一段时间，到新年以后再开始。请大家等我们的通知。Actually, the Chinese Sunday School will stop for a while. We will restart after New Year. So, please wait for the announcement. The second announcement is about the church board.So the board is accepting nomination for one elder and two deacons for next year. If you have nominations to make, please submit to the elders, Lin Zhong or Cam. So 第二条会务报告是关于长执会的。长执会现在正在接受下一年的长执会的提名，包括一名长老、两名执事。如果你有希望的提名，请向我们现在长老林中长老或者Steven 长老提名。好，这是第二项。第三项就是我们教会现在还在接受对牧师和传道事工的爱心奉献。如果你有感动想通过奉献来表达你的爱心和对他们的支持的话，请在你的奉献袋上注明。 So the third announcement is about love offering for pastorAnd for the missionaries. So if you want to show your love and support for them by by making donations, please mark so on the offering envelope. So that's the announcement. Let's now all arise for the for Lord's Prayer. Then we'll conclude our service. So 现在我们请大家起立，我们一起用主导文啊结束我们今天的敬拜。我们一起来，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。好，请大家彼此问安。今天我们今天敬拜到此结束。This concludes our service today. Please greet each other.